Following a bit of late summer chill this morning, it's a beautiful afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and all in all, the weather this week is looking quite nice. We are 2 for 2 so far. We'll take a little bit of a step back tomorrow, as there is the threat for some rainfall and some thunderstorms, though we do need the rain, so that's a good thing. And then Thursday and Friday are looking just beautiful. So this time of year, we can have some really, really nice weather, and things are looking quite nice, at least 4 out of the 5 days this work week. Now, we started off with some chilly temperatures this morning. 40s and 50s were widespread. We even reached as low as 37 degrees at Saranac Lake. So yes, it was a little bit cool, but that's what we expect as we move closer to the beginning of fall. And it's a great afternoon. We have sunshine, temperatures are nice and mild, and the humidity is in check. So it's a great Tuesday afternoon, and that will transition into a nice Tuesday evening. And as we go through the night, we're clear this evening. Some clouds will come in later on as a cold front gets closer, and it's not going to be as chilly as the past couple of nights. Lows will be in the upper 50s and lower to mid 60s. Some patches of fog are possible late tonight and first thing tomorrow. And tomorrow will be a cloudier day with that cold front coming through. It'll also be a muggier day, so we'll have at least a little bit of humidity in the air, with temperatures running in the 70s to low 80s across the area. Now, with that front coming through, we do have the chance for showers and some thunderstorms. There's even the potential that a couple of those storms could be on the heavier side, so be aware of that as we go through the day on Wednesday. And following that front, especially Thursday, we transition over to another very nice, very comfortable air mass with high pressure building in. Bright sunshine on Thursday, nice low humidity with temperatures only in the 60s and 70s. And Thursday night, just like we had last night, temperatures will dip into the 40s and 50s with some 30s possible in the Adirondacks. A quick mention of the tropics today. We have Tropical Storm Ian still well out in the Atlantic Ocean. That storm currently poses no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and muggy, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, high 76 to 82. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid, with highs in the 70s, some 60s across the north, and on Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.